I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I ask you this, Outwings, Kelly, yes, Maitland, okay. Steve, even Tommy. If you were a billionaire, a multi-billionaire, it seems like they all have vanity projects.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you in a moment what your billionaire vanity project would be. Mm. Like, you can't just say, I will also go to space, okay? The reason we bring this up is it wasn't too long ago. How long ago? 2 years. Since the Oceangate disaster took place where that billionaire was trying to take people down to the Titanic. And now word comes out that another billionaire is going to try it.
Okay.
According to a knowledgeable source who spoke with the New York Post, so grain of salt, a billionaire whose name most people will know is going to come out that they're going down to the Titanic here in the next couple of weeks on their own submersible.
A couple of weeks?
All right.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They're going to be going down in a couple of weeks, it says. Going down will cost about $10 million. Chump change for someone
who's a one time.
They say he'll make an announcement afterwards that he is the first person to go to the Titanic since the tragedy. Then they go on to talk about how there's other companies that are trying to do it. They want to make it a regular, they think that a regular tourism thing. Again, it's a gravesite.
Leave it alone.
Mm-hmm. It's 12,000 feet below the surface of the earth. The people that are there died well more than 100 years ago. I'm with you.
Well, how do you feel? How do you feel about like when James Cameron went down there? Because he's been down there a ton of times.
Right.
And for him, it's, I mean, I guess it's research, but it's
research. He's passionate about the Titanic. I mean,
yeah, that one's not as bad, I don't think.
I don't really care. I mean, to me, it's no different than if you want to visit a cemetery. What I don't get is, it's been done so many times already.
Yeah,
how are
true.
You still so bad at it? Like, why do you have to reinvent the wheel by, oh, I got to make my own submarine that sucks?
There are already deep sea vessels.
Yeah, to you guys' point, James Cameron, the director, has been down there.
Yeah.
Like, they know how to do it just because it's not, you know, marketed to the, you know, mass public, but that's never going to happen. It's never going to be affordable for somebody who makes like $30,000 a year.
All right, what is your billionaire vanity project?
Okay.
You know, something that you don't need.
Yeah.
Not going to make you money.
Okay.
The world doesn't need, doesn't make the world better.
Okay.
Because Bezos going to space or at least Musk's program they end up using for actual things. Bezos is just doing a joyride like he's at the fair.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's what mine, and you
would
said.
Would yours be space?
Yeah.
Space, it would?
Space seems awesome.
Okay, I agree. I could see that.
Mine would be ballooning.
Like hot air ballooning?
Yeah, I'd have a balloon crew, and I'd become a hot air balloon pilot.
I think you could do that if you were a thousandaire.
Yeah, but a billionaire.
You could definitely do that.
I could definitely do that.
You could have the most colors.
I could put on a whole festival.
I bet you could buy like the Tony the Tiger one for $1 billion.
Probably get two of them.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Alex, what would you do?
There is a local racetrack here that's for sale. I would buy it immediately, live at it, and then, I don't know, I guess for the vanity part of it where you want some accolades, I would bring inner city kids to let them race on the track. Like, I'd have a series of cars
like
that
you just make them
fast.
Run?
No. They'd run. No, they'd use cars on it.
Oh,
man.
I thought you were a dickhead billionaire.
No.
Bully the poor. Run for
run,
me,
kid,
poor.
Run.
No. Winner gets a candy bar.
Yeah, I thought this was supposed to be like kind of dickish.
Yeah.
Like, yours seems right. Super nice. Like, I want to build a house like the Jetsons that nobody can ever get to but me.
Yeah.
Like, so high up in the sky, it just looks like a little dot.
That's pretty sweet.
Going back to yours, Howing. So, it's a road course track.
Yeah.
It's been around for a long, long time, and the family that's owned it is selling it.
Yeah.
I think for like $5 million or something.
It's 15.
$15
It was
$7 million.
And a half like 2 years ago. So, they're going really in the wrong direction.
Would you really build your house at the track if you were a billionaire?
Oh, yes.
That'd be pretty awesome.
That would be the vanity part. The track would be my driveway.
Yeah.
Like, every time I got back from whatever I was doing, I'd have a hot lap before I pulled into my driveway.
You could have a barn dominium.
Kelly's
right
there.
Kidding? It would be awesome.
Within weeks, he'd be annoyed by the noise.
I invited those inner city kids over one time so they could have a good day, and now all they want to do is drive cars on my track.
They totally moved my sticks.
See, but that's the thing. It's a vanity project. I don't have to let them in whenever I don't want to. I want it quiet.
Yeah.
Bye.
Security's there.
Smell you later. Get back on the bus, kids.
I'm not going to
lie. A new one.
I really like your vanity idea. A house at a road course?
Yeah.
Right? But then there's never going to be an event there again because I don't want all those people there.
No, I mean, mostly I would use it for my friends.
Kelly, what is your vanity project?
I would build a house like the Jetsons.
That really was yours.
Sky. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thought you were making fun of Hot Wigs.
No, I would do that. It seems dickish. Like
you'd live
else
in a space needle?
Yeah, but higher.
That would be cool.
It'd be cool, but God, going up and down on that thing, the elevator, I guess you'd get a really
fast
one.
Storms, I would love to be there during a storm.
Earthquake?
Not so much.
it'd be bendy.
Oh, God.
You know?
What
Steve, about
do you?
Underground layer.
Ooh, like a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything underground would be pretty cool.
Mm. Like when you see when people buy those old Cold War era underground missile silos and they turn them into awesome homes. That'd be cool.
Yeah, those are cool. I could see that.
Indoor pool. Anything with an indoor pool.
That's
that means,
it?
That means you're super rich.
So you buy a Holiday Inn Express?
Yeah.
I used to always want to buy a school to live in. Like, not like an old schoolhouse now, I think, would be really cool. But I wanted, like, a school with a cafeteria and lots of room. Why? I don't know.
No, there's buildings that they've renovated from schools into apartments, and it's really neat when they keep like the original gym floor. Mm-hmm.
So our old boss had one of those.
Yeah.
And his was partially the girls' locker room originally. Mm-hmm. So their bathroom had the original tile and everything else. It was really awesome.
Exactly.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
That's all good. That's exactly what I was going to say.
It was pretty cool.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.